happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. There's a lot going on. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And I want to start with Venezuela because that's obviously the new flashpoint going on. And this is very obviously another coup d'etat. And you know what's really ironic? This Juan Guaido basically anointed himself as president. And the United States government is supporting him, saying it's an exercise in democracy, which it isn't. He's not elected. They're trying to get Maduro out of there. But Maduro's position is very, very strong. The military is on his side. Most of the government is on his side. And so it looks like this could come to violence, and it could get very, very ugly very, very quickly here. Now, as you know, Maduro broke off all diplomatic relations with the United States following the statement by Mike Pence saying that Juan Guaido was the legitimate president and that Maduro should go. And he gave the U.S. diplomats 72 hours to get out of Venezuela. The U.S. is refusing to withdraw their diplomats from Venezuela and says they will take appropriate actions if they are harmed. And I got to tell you, this one made the hair stand up on the back of my neck. Okay, because the U.S. government may be setting those diplomats and their families up to be the sacrificial lambs in a false flag attack that would justify U.S. military intervention in Venezuela. Because absence since intervention, it doesn't look like this coup is going to be any more successful than the one that was organized against Hugo Chavez. But everybody's out there rattling their sabers here. And Pompeo came on out and said the United States does not believe President Nicolas Maduro has the legal authority to break Venezuela's diplomatic ties with Washington. So, yeah, they're making targets out of these people, out of the diplomats and their families here. Meanwhile, Venezuela has ordered the closing of all embassies and consulates in the United States and the return of all diplomatic personnel to Venezuela. Now, Canada, Brazil, Peru, and Colombia have all issued statements saying they recognize Juan Guaido as the Venezuelan president. Venezuela has issued a statement that they recognize Hillary Clinton as the president of the United States. And no, they didn't, but I mean, that's just how absurd this whole situation is. And it's amazing to hear all this talk about democracy, democracy. Maduro won the election. And of course, everybody's out there screaming, oh, the election was rigged. The election was rigged. No proof, of course. And let me ask you a question. If the election was rigged, why did the opposition party win control of the Venezuelan legislature? Again, look for what should be there and isn't. Now, Iran, Turkey, and Russia are warning the United States against meddling in the domestic affairs of Venezuela, which is clearly what the United States is doing. For all the, you know, ballyhooing we've been hearing about foreign meddling in our domestic politics, you know, no country has the right to meddle in U.S. politics, except Israel, of course. But the U.S. has a long history of meddling in other countries all over the world. Iran in 1953, Chile in 1973 are two that leap to the top of memory at this particular point here. So Iran, Turkey, and Russia are saying no. You've got this U.S.-backed opposition leader has simply basically anointed himself. He said, I am now the president here. And let's see. Apparently, China has now chimed on in, slamming U.S. interference in Venezuela. Okay. All right. Not seeing it. Somebody was just sending me something. All right, let's get on back to this thing. So we're talking about all this foreign interference that's going on. Now, Vladimir Putin has come on out with a statement. He's supporting the elected government of Venezuela, and he's criticizing the destructive external meddling to which the country has been exposed. And we're not talking about just this recent coup d'etat. The United States has been trying to destabilize Venezuela going all the way back to Hugo Chavez, including one failed coup attempt. The reason conditions in Venezuela are so terrible, and by the way, Fox News was running this story where they said, this is how bad things are in Maduro's Venezuela. And they showed a chicken and a big pile of paper cash that you need to buy one. That's the result of the economic warfare and the economic sanctions imposed on Venezuela by the United States. The U.S. has created this mess to blame it on Maduro to drive it from power. And Trump should not be going along with it because he is basically setting a precedent for the same thing to be done to him. Just think about that. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. So Putin is out there saying that U.S. interference violates international law, and it does. And Russia is warning the United States against military interference in Venezuela's affairs. Of course, the United States isn't going to listen. They have lusted for Venezuela. They have coveted Venezuela. They want control of that oil. They're very angry that Venezuela sells their oil for currencies other than the U.S. dollar. And that cannot be allowed to stand. We're going to drag this world back to the Cold War and Bretton Woods, whether they want it or not. And again, some of the hypocrisy is absolutely stunning. Over in France, Emmanuel Macron is hailing the protests in the streets of Caracas as a restoration of democracy. Funny, he doesn't say the same thing about the Yellow Vest protest in Paris. So very clearly, all these many, okay, apparently Mike Pompeo has just offered the opponent candidate in Venezuela $20 million in financial support. Yeah, that's definitely meddling in their internal affairs here. And they're really pushing as hard as they can, and they're going to get a lot of people killed, is what's going to happen. But the U.S. government doesn't really care. Look how many people have died in Afghanistan. Look how many people died in Iraq. Look how many people are dying in Syria. They just don't care. Anyway, so we have a new flashpoint to worry about, one that could tick off a war between the great powers. Another article, this one's coming out of IntelliHub, World War III coming. Syria is threatening to bomb the airport at Tel Aviv. Iran is pledging to wipe Israel off the map. I wish Iran would tamp down the rhetoric. But on the other hand, they've been listening to Israel's nonsense for 30 years. I mean, Israel has been saying Iran is just weeks away from a nuclear weapon for 30 years. And of course, it never happened. And it turned out that the inspections related to the P5+1 deal showed that Iran was not, in fact, trying to build a nuclear weapon. They were building fuel rods for the power plants they're allowed to have under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. They're engaged in the process of making medical isotopes and other nuclear peaceful products that they're entitled to make here. But Israel wants Iran broken up. They want it balkanized. They want it made weak the way Iraq was. Iran is has a lot of influence in the region, and Israel doesn't want that. Israel wants to wear Sauron's ring and just rule it all. And they have their slaves over in the U.S. government getting ready to send your children and your money over there to do it. Now, Russia and Turkey have reached an agreement to take steps to stabilize Syria's Idlib. Apparently, Erdogan arrived in Moscow yesterday with several of his cabinet members for a day-long visit. And they're saying, yes, there are some serious problems out there, and they're going to work to try and tap them on down. Of course, a big part of the problems in Syria are from external interference, meaning the United States and its so-called coalition here. Apparently, Arab protesters have started clashing with the Syrian Democratic Forces. Apparently, the SDF murdered a civilian. That triggered off a huge protest. And apparently, according to sources, Ahmed al-Zaban, a member of the prominent al-Bukhamis tribe, was killed because he refused to join the Syrian Democratic Forces. Now, remember, the Syrian Democratic Forces are one of the U.S.-backed opposition groups, U.S.-backed, U.S.-trained, U.S.-supplied. And this has basically triggered huge protests against the SDF. This is grassroots. This is not government. This is not staged for the media. This is a grassroots support here. Meanwhile, Kurdish forces claim that they've overrun the last ISIS-held village in eastern Syria. Unfortunately, this is the third time they've said that, and it appears that ISIS is employing a technique that was used quite successfully up in Afghanistan by the Taliban. When there was an attack coming on in, don't defend, retreat. Let the enemy take over whatever village it was going to be, and then eventually most of their forces would move on to other operations, and you come back in and recapture the village. And this, of course, makes it very, very difficult to see just how long all of this is going to continue. Now, as you've probably already heard, Russia has informed Israel, no more arbitrary airstrikes in Syria. And, of course, Israel is out there saying, well, we're responding to a rocket that was fired from Syria into the Golan. And what they leave out, of course, is that the rocket fired into the Golan was itself a response to Israeli attacks over by Damascus. It's just going back and forth. And Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova is out there saying, we should never allow Syria, which has suffered years of armed conflict, to be turned into an arena where geopolitical scores are settled. In other words, she's saying, if we're not careful, this will become the next Vietnam, where the war isn't really about the country and its people. It's just a place where the great powers can, you know, take little pot shots at each other. Now, President Rivlin, Israel's President Rivlin, has told his French counterpart that Israel could be forced to strike the Hezbollah rocket building operations in the heart of Beirut. They're talking about going on in and bombing Beirut. And, of course, that would start a war with Lebanon. And every once in a while, Israel likes to start a war with Lebanon. They still want that Litani River. They still want that Litani River. Now, over in the Israeli news, there's been kind of an interesting admission that Iron Dome really isn't working out quite the way they had hoped. And the reason has to do with economics. It's all high tech and really cool, so to speak, but it's practically useless because it is just too expensive to operate. They're shooting $200,000 interceptor missiles to hit a $100 homemade rocket. And so the Israeli army has decided against deploying the Iron Dome in Sderot, and the available systems will only be deployed during war. Of course, I'm sure from Netanyahu's point of view is, so what if Iron Dome costs $200,000 a shot? We get the Americans to pay for it. That's what they're for, after all. Down in Florida, they're jumping on the bandwagon. They're getting ready to pass a bill that would label criticism of Israel in Florida schools as anti-Semitic. And again, this is an attack on the First Amendment right to freedom of speech. They're trying to equate criticism of the actions of the government of Israel with anti-Semitism, which is like trying to say that criticism of the Nazis is hatred of the German people. I mean, that's how absurd and nonsensical this is. But Israel's lock on our politicians is so strong. I think this, if Florida does pass this bill and it goes into law, this will be like the 27th state that's gone down that path. But the fact of the matter is that criticism of the government of Israel or any government, especially our own, is protected by that First Amendment. Now, at some point, this is going to wind up at the Supreme Court. So we'll see what happens there. Getting back on over to Europe, apparently German yellow vest protesters are protesting against Emmanuel Macron and Angela Merkel signing this little treaty, which aims to bring together the economic and defense policies of France and Germany in a prototype sovereign Europe. This is the beginning of trying to basically get rid of national identities, which are already eroded by the EU, and basically start welding all of these EU member states into a single federalized European superstate. Europe, Europe, Uber, alles. Anyway, so the German yellow vests are not happy about that. Okay, now doctors are now saying that the number of serious injuries inflicted by the police on the yellow vests is unprecedented. Now, you probably noticed there's not a lot of coverage of the yellow vests. It's kind of vanished from the corporate media here in the United States. But apparently the French forces are starting to use some very serious weapons. It's no longer just water cannons and tear gas. Apparently, they're using something called a flashball shot. And this has led to some serious injuries, including at least four protesters, two of them women, losing an eye and suffering facial disfigurement. Now, Marianne Maréchal Le Pen, who's the niece of Marine Le Pen, is comparing the yellow vest protesters to supporters of Brexit. And the former French member of parliament spoke to a packed crowd of 500 people at Oxford Union this week and made a 20-minute speech calling for the formation of a new elite who understand the needs of regular people, saying politicians need to reconnect with the people, which sounds good and it's a good idea. The problem is we have seen over the last couple of decades where the politicians and the elites are working as hard as they can to disconnect from regular people. They don't want to be bothered. They just want to go on playing their little political games and grabbing as big a chunk of the world and the wealth as they can. Now, over in Great Britain, there are rumors, it is yet to be confirmed, that the British press has been given what's called a D notice regarding the yellow vest protests. And sorry, I was distracted. I'm being fed information from another source here. Now, for those of you who don't understand, in Britain, a D notice is an order issued by the government to the media to not cover a story. They don't have freedom of the press in Great Britain. Of course, we don't have much freedom of the press here either, despite claims to the contrary. But if true, it's basically a media gag order. And again, we're not seeing much about the yellow vests here on our America's corporate media. Okay, apparently Mike Pence has just made a statement that there should be a coup in Venezuela. Well, yeah. That's what the U.S. has been trying to do. The concern is we may already have boots on the ground in Venezuela. And I would suspect that, yeah, as rapidly as this is moving, we may already be militarily engaged there. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We've got a caller waiting on the wall, on the line, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And for those of you who would like to support Republic Broadcasting, and in these very, very dark times where the corporate media is just selling war, 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 war. I mean, the bashing of Venezuela is now nonstop. Oh, the dictator Maduro. The guy was elected. Okay. But we've seen this same pattern repeated over and over and over again. And right now, the corporate media is totally useless. They're the Matrix. So if you want to support Republic Broadcasting, and they need your help right now more than ever, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. I was just looking on the Fox News crawl, and Mike Pence has made another statement basically saying the U.S. will take action in Venezuela, quote, until democracy is restored. No, until another U.S. puppet ruler is put into power, trying to expand the empire. All right, let's take some phone calls, starting with Joe in California. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Well, I just want to say that if President Maduro or any of the Venezuelan people are listening to this show, I would like to tell them that all clear and sane American citizens are not on board with this attack on their country. It's just this insane neocon, warmongering class elite scum that are pushing this. So just wanted to get that out. Also, Mike, I don't know if you saw this. It was in Martin Armstrong's blog. The numbers might not be accurate, but he says that the funding for the wall, Trump is asking for $5.2 billion. That might be, I've heard estimates that the wall would cost $20 billion, but whatever the case, $5.2 billion, you know, that is less than 1 week's interest payment on the debt, which is about $6.5
yes.
billion. So the Democrats may claim that case of not having the money. Well, they have the money to make these interest payments to these private central bankers. Mike, last point on ISIS. You had said yesterday, you in fact said ISIS is a tool. We know ISIS is a tool of the CIA, of the deep state. It's their proxy jihadi army meant to destroy Syria and Iran. The point about the attack in Manbij, the suicide attack, that was done, probably done by ISIS. You know, it was ordered by their masters in Langley, but they want the Americans to stay. You keep saying that they want the Americans to leave. They want the Americans to stay because they need that protection. If the Americans leave, the Russians and the Syrians will wipe them out.
Well, you make a valid point here, but I was framing my argument in the context that ISIS is supposed to be the bad guys and the opponents. Now, you and I and the listeners to RBN know what's really going on. But for the wider American population who are still buying or drinking the Kool-Aid from the corporate media, it doesn't make sense for ISIS to be bombing, at a time when Trump says we're going to get out of Syria. In any event, we're not withdrawing from Syria.
The
withdrawal from Afghanistan is off.
We're not. And the problem with Syria is you have three big issues that converge in Syria. One is you have the Shia Crescent, meaning the Iranians and the Iraq, the Shias in Iraq, Syria, and Hezbollah. You have the issue of the Golan, which the Israelis do not want to give up, especially now with the oil reserves being found, and in fact they've already started exploring. And then the third point is the gas pipeline that the Qataris want to build through Syria and onto Europe. And the U.S. wants that as well, and to weaken Russia. So they're never going to leave Syria. I feel so bad for Assad. He's a good man. He protects the Christian minority. But he's never going to be safe. They are not going to leave Syria. It's never going to happen. The Zionists in Venezuela, I think the Zionist angle is the Venezuelan government is very pro-Palestinian. So that's another reason why they want Venezuela, Maduro, taken out.
Yeah. We're coming up on a point here where all of these little tiny wars all over the globe are all going to sort of melt together, and we're truly going to be in World War III, and it's going to get really, really ugly.
Oh, last point, Mike, if I may say, all I want to say about the Catholic Church hierarchy is nothing but scum. They're globalist scum. The hierarchy, the Vatican, they're pushing for open borders. And as far as the parents of the students in that school in Kentucky, they should demand that the school administration be summarily fired.
Okay, well, there's been a development there, and we're going to get to that in a little bit later in the talking point. All right, but there's been a bit of a change. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we got another caller waiting on the line. So we'll get to that just as soon as we're back from these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned. More is coming.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Home
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And now the former president of Ecuador is getting his moment before the media, basically saying it is impossible to rule out U.S.-backed military action in Venezuela. This thing is moving so fast. And I think the U.S. is putting pedal to the metal because they're concerned that there's going to be opposition among the American people. What, another war? You haven't finished the ones you've already got, and you want another war. And who's going to pay for it? Of course, we all know who's going to pay for the war. We know who's going to fight it, too. Your kids. It really is out of control. All right, back to the phones here. Andrea in Oklahoma, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, aloha. You had indicated that Florida is passing, or have they passed, that it's a jailable offense if you say anything negative against Israel?
Yeah.
So they passed it?
Well, it's under consideration by the legislature, but, given the highly Jewish presence in the population down there, it's probably going to pass.
Okay, now, what is that? I mean, you're aware of the no-hide law, I'm sure.
Yes.
And what it means, once they are able to get so many states on board with that, and it was passed really bizarre on Christmas or something when nobody else was there but three people. How do you see that coming? I mean, and by the way, I just saw you from yesterday, and you've lost so much weight. You're looking so tiny.
Well, I'm holding steady at about 160. And, it took me 2 years to lose the weight. And the reason the weight is staying off is because over those 2 years, I simply changed my eating habits. And that's the key to making a diet work. I mean, you should never crash the weight off and starve yourself down to your target weight, because it doesn't change your eating habits. And you just go back to eating what you were eating before in the amount you were eating before, and the weight will come right back on.
Well, you're looking very well and very slim and trim.
Thank you.
And getting back to that idea, how do you see this affecting that law that needs to be repealed, which I've called my representatives on to see about repealing it, and they all act like they're totally unaware of it and that it doesn't exist at all?
Well, we're talking about laws being passed at the state level. So if you're calling your congressional representative, they may well indeed be unaware of what's going on. But there has been a push a couple of times to pass such a law at the national level, but it always fails. Like I said, this is going to wind up at the Supreme Court. And, you know, even given the makeup of the Supreme Court, I think it would be just a travesty for them to say, yes, there is now an Israeli exception to the First Amendment, because that'll be the camel's nose under the tent. Next, we'll have a vaccine exemption, a GMO exemption, and so forth and so on.
Now, does that also mean, like, when George Soros, and he's Jewish, that if we were to say anything negative about him, that we could probably see some prison time and so on and so forth?
I'm not sure, if we're talking about a national law, it depends on the scope. I mean, the Florida law only applies to schools, at least now. And, it's very vaguely written, and it says you can't single out Israel for criticism, which is code speak for if you're going to criticize Israel, you have to also criticize Palestine equally.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your time, and I appreciate you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I'm going to disappoint some of your listeners. We all kept saying Trump. You said it. I said it. Trump was a disappointment. But come on now. The dude is behind a coup in Venezuela, and he even now, isn't he canceling the State of the Union into the distant future? I mean,
yeah, he's basically caved in on that. He's postponing the State of the Union until the government shutdown ends. And frankly, on that one, he folded up like a lawn chair.
He sold us out for a couple of shekels, Mike. He's just crap now. I mean,
no, he just showed once again he's actually a weak leader. He can't stand his ground. Pelosi is, doing a little victory dance, around the podium at the House of Representatives, that she's showed that she's Butch and Donald Trump isn't. This was all about political points. And, Trump folded, threw in his cards.
But it makes us look like fools who supported him, because everything he ran on is nothing's going on. Like what? Like it's 2019 already. He's unelectable, I think, at this point.
Like, yeah, I'm afraid that you're right. I can't see, unless a miracle were to happen and a new Donald Trump were to emerge in the next month, he's a one-term president. And there are now allegations that he's not really taking the job seriously. That he just wanted to say that he got to be president and he gets to sit in the Oval Office and he gets to do a lot of press conferences and travel around to rallies. And he's just letting the deep state machine run the country.
Do you realize we're all being laughed at, right? Like, we're played the fools. And, Mike, I got to respond to that caller about the segregation yesterday, because I know you were trying to get involved with him. You want to be segregated with Nancy Pelosi, Clintons, the Bushes, Mitch McConnells, and the Paul Ryans? And to the blacks that are calling in, I don't think you want to be segregated with, you know, Whoopi Goldberg, Cory Booker, and the Obamas. There's a divide and conquer going on here, Mike, and it's coming to your show. You see that, right? I mean, there's like some...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's just some kind of... I mean, come on, people. Good is good and bad is bad.
In hindsight, I should have shut him down a lot earlier. The problem was I was multitasking, and I wasn't paying as close attention to him as I should have, and I should have shut him down a lot sooner, because callers like that are being sent into the show to try and damage our brand, as it were. And we've gotten lots of them, and it's not just racism and segregation, but, saying, the Jews are bad and this is bad. And again, it's part of a deliberate propaganda campaign to try and harm the independent media.
Yeah, I'm a white Catholic from New Jersey, Mike, and I have to say, Clinton bombed Yugoslavia. He started a lot of the wars. The Bush was white. He started the wars. Obama was black, started the war. This is not about black, white, Asian, Hispanic. It's about, globalism, imperialism versus nationalism. This is what it's about, people, and everybody need to, like, really do some basic research before you get all, involved in just screaming one side or the other. And what's going on, because you're doing a disservice to the show and to yourself if you don't do any basic research. Because everybody knows calling the show what's going on. And they know what's going on in France, with the yellow vest. It's about elitism, People are tired of it. It's just I hope people on calling into the show get a little more enlightened. Thanks, Mike. Have a good show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Daniel in Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Daniel, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
I hear you now.
Hey, Mike, how you doing today, man? The reason I'm calling is multifaceted, but I'll try to keep it quick. I understand that you are not you're an atheist. Is that correct?
Yes.
And it's coming at this from the completely other end of the spectrum. I'm just literally curious. I'm not really trying to make a point, but at the point at which the petrodollar fails and the people that are currently managing our financial system worldwide and mandating this global empire that we currently sit on top of, I do wonder at what point, how long will the shekel be instituted as the main, the new petrodollar before will atheists regret taking the mark? Or it's just such a fascinating thing to think about.
Well, I don't think the shekel is going to be. The globalists have already proposed a global currency, which is going to be called the Globo, and it's modeled on the euro. And that's what they're getting ready to try and promote if they succeed in their plans. Personally, it looks to me like it's starting to fall apart.
Mr. Rivera, I got to say, for the first time in my life, I really hope that you're right and I'm wrong.
Well, it's time will solve that mystery is all I can say.
Thanks for taking my call, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and we're going to get back and do some news here. Remember the Integrity Initiative? Cute little name was out there claiming to basically be out there guarding against Russian propaganda and fake news. And then it turned out to be it was its own propaganda operation. And as of right now, they've temporarily, they say, shut down their website. Partly because WikiLeaks has gotten in there and they have downloaded vast amounts of data as to just what the Integrity Initiative has been doing. And a lot of it is very nefarious. They have been targeting all kinds of politicians who are nationalists and populists. And so they've shut their website down, which, they may be scared. They're exposed here now. A little bit of good news. Okay. 10 days ago, U.S. citizen Marzia Hashimi was arrested at the St. Louis Lambert airport. She was on her way to visit an ill brother. She was transferred to FBI custody. And yesterday she was finally released, and she's never been charged with a crime. Supposedly she was held as a material witness. Now she's a journalist and an anchor for Iran's Press TV. And it drew a lot of international condemnation. First of all, about freedom of the press, about trying to poke Iran one more time, and about the abuse of the concept of it being a material witness. But she is now out. I presume that she's visiting her sick brother and will be on her way back to Iran in the very, very near future. Over in Russia, they have basically put on display their latest missile, the Novator 9M729. It's called the SSC-8 by NATO. And, of course, the United States is claiming this missile violates the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty, which bans either side from stationing short- and intermediate-range land-based missiles in Europe. Russia is denying it, saying the missile's range is too short, puts it outside the treaty, and has accused the United States of inventing a false pretext to get out of the INF, which is what the U.S. wants to do, so they can start developing, I mean, the United States can start developing new nuclear missiles. Now, Washington has said it's going to pull out of the INF unless Russia verifiably destroys this whole new missile system, which, of course, Russia's not going to do that. They've invested quite a bit of work and money into it, and from their point of view, it is within. You know, it's fully compliant with the INF treaty. Its maximum range is 298 miles. Now, the Russians offered to let the United States look at this missile. Come on over, take a look. Satisfy it for yourself. The United States said no. The Russian Defense Ministry said diplomats from the United States, Britain, France, and Germany have been invited to inspect the missile. They all declined to attend. We don't need to look at the facts. We have already decided what the story is here. Anyway, Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov told a news briefing that the United States has made it clear through diplomatic channels that its decision to exit the INF is final and is not open to any kind of dialogue. So we're pulling out of the treaty, and the bombs are going to get built again. All right, let's take another phone call here. Joe in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, it seems to be like everybody's kind of running me down like I'm some kind of a set-up government guy. You know, I'm sitting here in the woods in Tennessee. I'm a 9/11 protester. I'm not some kind of deep state mole trying to run your radio show down. So I just wanted you to know that you know, you guys, I think, misunderstood what I was saying yesterday about segregation. I was trying to say is that in white cities like in cities like Washington, D.C., white kids from Kentucky are not going to be treated fairly in a liberal state like that, and they ought to just stay in Kentucky and Tennessee, wherever, because just like the whites in South Africa, you're a mark, you're a target. And I'm sorry if people got offended by that, but I don't see why, you know, everybody's kind of like all over me about how wrong I am.
Let me insert a comment. If you had been this calm and reasonable yesterday, we wouldn't be having a problem. But you got into like this real rant about those people. And I think that's what set a lot of folks off. And I misunderstood you because I thought you were talking specifically about those what they call themselves, the black Israeli Hebrews. The black Israelites who were harassing those Catholic kids. And a lot of other people thought that you were trying to tarnish the black population in general. So I'm glad you called back in, and I'm glad that you basically clarified what you were saying and did so in a much more reasonable and calm fashion, because calm, reasonable discussion is really what we need right now. There's too many people running around just with this hysterical rhetoric that's blasting everybody.
Well, I know, but I mean, it's hard to you know, I'm a Catholic guy. I went to Catholic school, you know, and I see them demonizing a bunch of school kids. It's hard not to get passionate and angry about it. So, you know, I don't understand, like, I understand people that are calm and all that, but there comes a time when you got to get angry, and maybe if people took it the wrong way, I apologize for that. But, you know, if you're not angry and if you don't stand up sometimes, then it almost gives license to people to keep going further. I don't know when they're going to stop.
Unfortunately, Joe, we're at a commercial break here. I just want to say this. When you let yourself get angry, you start making bad mistakes and you're on the path to losing. Anyway, Joe, thank you for the phone call. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in
and
the
aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're going to close the phone lines for a little while because I got a lot of news that I really need to get to. We'll probably open up the phone lines again in hour number three and let you call on in with your opinions. But I really want to get through some of this important stuff here. Anyway, China is basically defending Russia. They're responding to the publication of the new U.S. National Intelligence Strategy, in which China and Russia are referred to as adversary countries against the United States. Oh, goody, we got the Cold War back. We got the Cold War back. And basically, the Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chengying has said, we've taken note of the wording that the United States mentioned in the updated version of the U.S. National Intelligence Strategy, which has just been published in the United States. The United States has issued a series of reports which present unfounded accusations against Russia and China. What? You mean the United States government would lie? Oh, say it is not so. Chengying urged the United States to make further efforts to strengthen mutual trust between the two countries and maintain international peace and stability. Well, that's not what the United States government wants. It's not what the military-industrial complex wants. They want war and chaos. One of the better Tom Clancy books when he was just first starting on out was called Red Storm Rising. And you can probably still find it in your used bookstore, or maybe it's still being sold in the brand new bookstores. And it's basically about a hypothetical war between Russia and the United States. And it basically begins with a monstrous fire in Russia that destroys a major oil facility and results in an oil shortage. And the Kremlin, the Politburo, gets together and says, you know, well, we're going to have to replace that oil from someplace. And the financial people are saying, we do not have the money to buy the oil we need. And then one of the other members of the Politburo says, then we must take it. And in another case of life imitates art, we seem to be in that same situation. The United States wants oil. They want to control the oil. They want rare earth minerals out of Afghanistan, but they don't have the money to buy it. They can't engage in trade. So they're going down the same path that Tom Clancy theorized for the Russians in Red Storm Rising. And it should be worth noting that in Red Storm Rising, the Russians lose. So something you may want to take to heart. Over at the United Nations, Antonio Guterres is saying that ties between the U.S., Russia, and China are essentially dysfunctional. They're just out of kilter. And Guterres said, we no longer live in a bipolar or unipolar world, but we're not yet in a multipolar world. Power relations are becoming unclear. And he is saying countries should be working together. Which he's absolutely right. And of course, that's what the United Nations is supposed to be about. Everybody working together. Peace through commerce. Over in China, the U.S. Navy has once again sailed their vessels through the Taiwan Strait, despite Beijing's past warnings, insisting it's a freedom of navigation exercise, and we're going to cross the Taiwan Strait because it's in accordance with international law. It is a provocation. And I'm sure a lot of people are going to say, what is the United States doing all the way over there on the Western Pacific? We have our own coastline. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, over at the Pentagon,